Hello, we are Edwina
and Rob,
and we're the youth leaders at Birmingham Citadel Salvation Army in the United Kingdom and Ireland Territory.
Our 11 to 16 year old group is called Integrate, the name of which was chosen by the young people themselves.
These podcasts are being produced in place of our usual group meetings on a Sunday, and we hope you find them useful until we meet again. God Almighty, we give you praise. I can't help but shout. You've given me a new life. You've lifted me from the lion's mouth. I can't help but fail. If my God is with me, I am fearless.
Welcome to the first in this new series of podcasts called Fearless Faith. This series is drawn from material published by Our Daily Bread, and we hope you find it useful. Get ready to live boldly for Jesus.
John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you want to read a larger portion of scripture today, why not read John chapter 14, verses 1 to 12? Is Jesus exclusive? A famous Christian was being interviewed on television when the interviewer asked, are you one of those Christians who believe that Jesus is exclusively the only way to heaven? He added, you know how mad that makes people these days. Without blinking, the woman replied, Jesus is not exclusive. He died so that anyone could come to him for salvation. What a great answer. There's never a reason to argue or fight when we're talking about God. Christianity is not a special club limited to the few people who fit perfectly. Everyone is welcome, no matter who they are, where they come from, or what they have done. Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins and then rose from the dead. No other religious leader did this because all other religious leaders are people. Jesus is God himself. Jesus' words in John 14:6 are not meant to offend but to free. You are welcome here. You matter here. Jesus loves you personally. Jesus sees you. He knows the mistakes you've made and the thoughts you think. He cherishes the good thoughts and the dreams. He will help you move away from the destructive thoughts and bad dreams. In good times and bad, fun times and fearful, boring times and exciting times, the God of the universe cares for you personally. Consider this. Have you ever diffused an argument about Christianity, Jesus or God? How does it help to take seriously the questions that people ask you? And finally, how has God helped you work through your own questions?
Thanks for listening and join with us again next week. If you are a young person or parent and want to know more about Integrate, please look on our website or social media pages to contact us.